Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Today's theme is awe and wonder. What jumps into your mind when you hear these words? Maybe other words like wow, amazing, wicked, something else? What mental images spring to mind with awe and wonder? Maybe a child closely examining its first caterpillar, or gazing at the Arran Hills when they're snow-capped in winter, or kids looking at their teacher. They wondered and they wondered, and still the wonder grew that one small head could carry all she knew. Do you get awe and wonder looking at a sunrise or a sunset? Just look at your hands, aren't they amazing? Or what about thunder and lightning? And so on and so on. The list could go on. And of course, more than anything else, we get awe and wonder with regard to God.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the wells thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, a great heart, a great heart. My soul, my Savior God to thee, a great thou art, a great thou art.
A minister friend of mine said that he took his kids for a very special day out. He spent a lot of money on them. Even more precious, he gave them a lot of his time, and he pulled out all the stops, took them to special places, gave them special experiences, did his very best, only to be met with, "What's next, Dad?" He was lamenting to me that it's getting ever harder to wow them, to surprise them and stimulate them. They seem to lack two fundamental things, he said. Thankfulness, he says, "I've stopped looking for a thanks, Dad, that was great." And also a sense of awe and wonder. Wow, ain't that something? Far out, cool, Dad, that's amazing. Probably because they experience marvels every day, he thought. They have their computers, their mobile phones, and so on. He went on to point out that the two basic ingredients of worship are these things, thankfulness and awe and wonder. God is awesome. The world is awesome. Life is awesome. But we may lack awe. So let's see if we can rekindle some of that awe and wonder with regard to the awesome and wonderful God. The awesomeness of God is a multifaceted diamond. So let's look at some of the facets now. First, think of God as the Creator. In the beginning, as the Bible says. Just imagine it. That's the best we can do, is just imagine it. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Can you feel your eyes dazzled? Let there be earth, and there was earth, and sea, and sky, and plants, and animals, and human beings. Such power, such authority, such artistry, such creativity, such life and vitality, such love. Can you feel the awesomeness of God? And do you respond in awe and wonder? For me, the best example I can think of in my own life of meeting the awe and wonder of God was at the Grand Canyon. I just stood there in reverential silence. You have to be there just to feel it. Even when noisy tourists were coming off the bus, clambering down the steps, laughing, joking, as soon as their eyes saw the Grand Canyon, they shut up in a reverential silence.
A heritage of vision was given to us all, to smell the rose's fragrance, to hear the songbird call, to watch the distant moonlight fill the coming of the tides, to understand that life is more than always choosing sides. And some have seen what can be seen of sailing ships and kings, and some are given feet of clay, some are given wings. Some must struggle just to breathe, some have a golden spoon, and some will never leave the nest, while some walk on the moon. To know the life that lives within the silent hills is just as rich and beautiful and just as unfulfilled as man with all his intellect, his reason and his choice. Oh, who's to say the nightingale has any less of all? Silver dolphins twist and dance and sing to one another. The cosmic ocean knows no bounds for all that live our brothers. The whippoorwill, the grizzly bear, the elephant, the whale, all children of the universe, all weavers of the tale. The hawk flies with the morning dove, the lion with the sheep. As far away as you may go, we'll never be apart. It's in your dreams that you will know the seasons of the heart.
If we analyze awe and wonder, I think it's a mixture of joy and gratitude and humility, our minds getting boggled, welling up emotions, tears, a lump in the throat, being rooted to the spot, speechless, with reverential silence, wanting to obey God. Yes, Lord, anything you say. It's a timeless moment. It's when things seem very, very real, substantial, and we have love of God and the world. We've thought of God there as the creator. Think of God as the judge and the one judged. God is the judge of all the earth. He's just and holy, righteous, perfect, sinless. There's no messing with God at Sodom and Gomorrah, Noah's flood, the exile to Babylon, the Tower of Babel, and so on. Because God hates sin, he punishes sin, he annihilates sin. His judgment is absolute, there's no haggling. The cross of Jesus is the judgment of God on the sinful world. God annihilates, obliterates sin on Jesus' back, your sin and my sin. It's the ultimate weed killer, atom bomb, surgery, focused on Jesus, our representative. It's awesome. The judge, however, who gives the punishment, also takes the punishment himself. The judge goes round into the dock and stands with the accused. God, the judge of all the earth, became Jesus, the man judged. There's an awesome thought. He gave the judgment and the punishment. What power and justice and ruthless holiness. But he also took the judgment and the punishment. What self-sacrifice. What love. What mercy. What forgiveness. Isn't that awesome? Stand and look at Jesus on the cross. It's far more amazing even than the Grand Canyon. But we have the same feelings as I was mentioning a moment ago.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, spotless Lamb of God was he, full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah, what a Savior. When he our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring, then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We thought of God being awesome as the Creator, as the Judge and the One Judged. What about God as the Redeemer? Every time we do wrong and we say wrong things and we fall into temptation, we crucify him afresh. But every time the Good Shepherd comes looking for his lost sheep, he finds us, picks us up and carries us home rejoicing. Every time he welcomes prodigal sons and daughters home again. Every time he forgives, and when he forgives, he really forgets. Every time he goes on accepting us, even when we can't forgive and accept ourselves. That's awesome.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. And all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord brings back.
When it comes to awe and wonder, one of the most awesome things about God is his scale on both ends of the scale. As Psalm 147 says, he leads out all the stars one by one, calling them all by their names, but he's also near to bind up each and every broken heart. Or as the hymn we sometimes sing, Lord of all being, throned afar, thy glory flames from sun and star, center and soul of every sphere, yet to each loving heart how near. He's the God of the macrocosm and the microcosm, the God of the telescope and of the microscope, of the stars, the planets and the universe, and each broken heart personally. God controls history. He controls the destiny of individuals and nations and planets. God encounters and calls individuals, Abraham, Moses, the Hebrew slaves, Isaiah, Peter, Paul, you and me. God's like a heat-seeking missile. God encounters us. He's been described as the hound of heaven. He often chooses the foolish to confound the wise. He appeared to Jacob the scallywag, to Paul the persecutor. And he makes a covenant with us. I will be your God, you will be my people, my man, my woman. And he remains faithful, no matter how fickle we may be.
Sought for so long is finally yours. Your darkest
So God is awesome as the creator, as the judge and the one judged, as the redeemer, the God of the macrocosm, the microcosm. And the last thought is that God will be the victor in the end. That is awesome. Picture the scene at the end of time, the end of the world, the end of history, the end of our life. I'm quoting here from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and there was an enormous crowd. No one could count all the people. They were from every race, tribe, nation, and language, and they stood in front of the throne and of the Lamb, dressed with white robes. And they called out with a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood round the throne. The Lamb who's in the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The Bible says elsewhere, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. He who is the Alpha and Omega, the first and last, the be-all and end-all, will sit on the throne. And more people than all the grains of sand on the seashore or the stars in space will bow before God and worship him. God will be the victor, supreme, Lord of all, awesome beyond imagination, but also loving and gracious. The really awesome thing about God is the fact that in his greatness, he's humble. In his omnipotence, he's gentle. In his omniscience, he's accommodating of our foolishness. In his perfection, he's patient with us. In his purity, he's forgiving of our sin. In his uniqueness, he's accepting of us in our otherness. So there's only one appropriate response to the awesomeness of God, and that is humble awe and wonder on our part. Awe and wonder which leads to worship, love, gratitude, obedience, service. I can't think of any better song to express all this than Don Francisco's Do Not Be Afraid. So I leave you with Don, overwhelmed by Jesus' loving power and powerful love. Bye for now.
And as I turn to see the voice that spoke to me, before me I see seven golden lampstands, and the Lord, the Son of Man, in the midst of them he stands. His head and hair were white as snow, and from his eyes a searing fire. His voice is like the torrents as they roar. His right hand holds seven stars. The words he speaks are razor sword, razor sword, razor sword. And his face is shining like the sun. And when I beheld him, I felt like a dead man at his feet. Felt his hand upon me, and he said to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever I
I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see. I am alive,